Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec V Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. We got a musically oriented show today. Plus, we'll be talking about playwriting, and we'll hear from a genuine military war veteran who is going to welcome home the Arizona Army National Guard. So a real packed show for you today. I want to start the show by repeating what we talked about yesterday, just for a moment, with Mike Vax with the Prescott Jazz Summit. Mike and I got into talking so much, we forgot to give away the two free tickets to the Saturday evening performance at the Prescott High School Ruth Street Theater of the Prescott Jazz Summit Big Band Show. So, if you are the third caller right now, third caller to 445-8289, that's 445-8289, we will give you two free tickets to see the Big Band Jazz Summit, the Prescott Jazz Summit, Mike Vax and friends, at the Prescott High School's Ruth Street Theater this Saturday evening at 7:30. We're also going to have a ticket giveaway in about 20 minutes of another show going on that day. That's going to be going on from 11:30 on, 12 o'clock for the music, and you'll hear about that in just a moment, because in the studio right now, we have David Cottle and a couple of guest musicians, including our old buddy Sky Daddy Conwell, along with Jake Cannon and Allie Owens. They will be taking part in a very special event coming up this Saturday from 11:30, well into the evening, at the Boys and Girls Clubs on Aubrey Street, 335 Aubrey Street in Prescott. Dave Cottle, welcome to Q&A. Tell us about Music United.
Hey, thanks for having us, DJ. Music United is an idea that I came up with about 2 years ago when we had those floods in Chino Valley, and we wanted to do something for the community, but we couldn't pull it together quick enough. Mm-hmm. Shortly thereafter, though, my daughter lost one of her classmates to suicide.
Oh.
And we were, a little taken by that.
And I would imagine.
We sort of found our cause, and everyone jumped on board, including this event. We'll have had about 40 different bands and solo artists perform with us so far.
Mm-hmm. And you've got quite a few lined up for Saturday. In fact, two of them are right here with us today. We know, of course, about Sky Daddy Conwell, and we also have with us, as mentioned, Jake Cannon and Allie Owens. We want to thank also and congratulate Charlie Mitchell. He will be going to the Prescott Jazz Summit as our guest. That's at the Prescott High School Ruth Street Theater Saturday at 7:30. Charlie, congratulations. Everybody else, stay tuned, because you'll have your chance to win a couple of very important passes, VIP passes, right, Dave?
Yes, sir.
That'll be for the Music United show against teen bullying and suicide, and it all starts at 11:30 this Saturday, goes through the afternoon into the evening with the music starting about noon, right?
Music should start right at noon. I know Sky has another gig in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We're going to run it until 10 o'clock. That's kind of our cutoff time, and up there.
Well, not just music. You're going to have food and snacks available. You'll have a silent auction, and it's just going to be a great way to talk about things that are affecting a lot of teens today, right?
Yes, and we also have Sparrow Barbecue Food Truck there.
Oh, nice.
They're going to be awesome. And, so it's a big event. Allie Owens, who's with me today, she was one of the first artists to jump on board. She performed at our event last year here in Prescott. She's also performed at our show at the Listening Room down in Phoenix, her and Jake.
In fact, we're going to hear from Jake and from Allie in just a moment here. You guys want to tell us about the song you're going to perform?
Okay, so the song we're performing actually has two names. It was originally called Wild Ride because of an instrumental that Jake made, and then I wrote lyrics, and we kind of formatted the song, and now it's called Desertion.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of has two names. Song's kind of personal to me. I wrote the lyrics, and it's just about feeling out of touch with someone in a relationship that you have with them.
And given the theme of Music United, where we're against teen bullying and suicide, I think that title says a lot right there. I know a lot of people have felt that. Well, the stage is yours. This is Jake Cannon and Allie Owens.
Thank you.
Here we are in the same place. The silence is deafening, and I feel like I'm no good for you. But did you hear a word I say? Did you listen when I screamed your name? And I feel like I'm invisible to you. Tirelessly making up for what was not enough for you. Am I ever enough? I don't know how much longer I can be on this pedestal you made for me. So long ago, I'm falling. Memory disappears, and I don't know who we are anymore. This pain can't last much longer. I can't seem to feel for you how you feel for me. Oh, time to explain, don't you see?
That Jake Cannon and Allie Owens. Sky, did you teach him how to play like that?
Oh, I can't play like that.
Oh yeah, you're pretty well. You're pretty good yourself. We know about that. David, tell us, give us a lineup of some of the other music we're going to hear at the Music United Saturday afternoon and evening.
Well, we have a bunch. Let's start with the Prescott stuff. We have Sky Daddy and the Pop Rocks, and he'll have a special guest of a young musician he's been working with. We also have a kind of a pop-punk band from Prescott. They played with us last year called Koala Kazis. Of course, we got Jake locally, Allie, of course. We have a young lady from Sedona, Madeline May. She's 14. Whoops, wrong one. Riley Whitaker. She is 14 years old. She's been playing around the state a little bit. We have a band from... It's changed a little bit since this.
Mm-hmm, that's okay.
We have a band from Flagstaff called Winter Haven. They've played in Phoenix at... the Marquee and Club Red, places like that. The other bands are from out of town. Let's see, we have Dean Nelson. He's a songwriter and also in a band. We have a metal band called Orcada. We have Braden, who's played here before at the Prescott Valley Music Festival. The Big Blue. We have Jarrow the Jester from Gaslight Circus will be our host. We have I Am Hologram, which is kind of a psychedelia acoustic guy that also plays guitar or piano with his or keyboards with his feet. And we have a hard rock metal band called Mallow De Dentro.
So I feel completely safe in saying this music lineup is eclectic.
It's pretty diverse. Not quite as diverse as last time, but it's really diverse.
Well, we've also got some great music coming up in just a moment after we take a break, because our buddy Sky Daddy Conwell is also here, and he will be a part of Music United. So stay tuned. More coming up about Music United, and Sky Daddy's right behind the door here. He's coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. In Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's time. It's time for change on the Prescott City Council. Hi, this is State Representative Noel Campbell, and I'm concerned about the future of our city. It's time we had a watchdog at City Hall, not a bunch of lapdogs. It's time for Kathy Rusing. Kathy will ensure that hardworking taxpayers get a fair deal. And most of all, she will work to preserve the Prescott we love by saving the Granite Dells. Vote for Kathy Rusing. For more information, go to KathyRusing.com. That's KathyRusing.com. It's time.
Paid for by Kathy Rusing for City Council.
Take a musical journey from New Orleans to New York without ever leaving Prescott. It's the Prescott Jazz Summit, August 23rd, 24th, 25th, featuring live concerts at the Elks Opera House, Ruth Street Theater, and the top floor of the Elks. Tickets available at PrescottJazzSummit.net. Proceeds benefit local school music programs. It's the Prescott Jazz Summit, August 23rd, 24th, 25th. Get tickets and check out the lineup of world-class musicians at PrescottJazzSummit.net. Brought to you in part by Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
In addition to great music going on today and this Saturday, I want to remind you Diamondbacks baseball is coming up tonight with the pregame show at 6 o'clock live from Chase Field as the D-backs host the Colorado Rockies with a 6:40 first pitch. Keep in mind tomorrow's game is a matinee with a 12 o'clock pregame, a 12:40 first pitch. That means no Q&A tomorrow. We'll be back on Thursday. In the meantime, we are talking about Music United, and the headliner for that music is Mr. Sky Daddy Conwell himself. Sky, what you been up to?
Hey, DJ, it's always fun to be on your show. Thank you so much, and I'm very, very honored and happy to be chosen to play at this event on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do a song for us now. What is this song?
I'll do one. Well, it's a fun song that I wrote a while ago. I think that everybody can relate to it.
Mm-hmm. Stage is yours. Thank you.
I got George.
Boy, you weren't kidding. Kind of a fun song. Sky, now you've done benefits or concerts with Chuck Brown, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, you're doing, you need more cash. I'm reminded of Chuck Brown going, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash." In this case, you're saying, "Hello, I need more cash," right?
That's right. In fact, I start every show, I have a Johnny Cash tribute band. I start every show, "Hello, yeah. I'm not Johnny Cash."
Hello,
I'm not Johnny Cash.
But you're still wearing black, so that's close enough.
Indeed.
Well,
can't
go wrong with black. What a great lineup you guys have going for Music United. It's really nice, David, for you to put on your flyer there that this is also dedicated to a couple of people that you know well that we miss.
Yes. Once again, my daughter's friend that passed away a couple years ago, last year, I guess, is Ardera Shinnok, and we started kind of in her honor and memory. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're going to dedicate the show to Ken Byers because he was at our event last year, introduced mm-hmm. a band, gave a really impassioned speech about how he was bullied as a young person.
Yep.
You probably know that story.
Sure.
And so... You know, he passed away a couple months after, so we wanted to do this for him.
Yeah, we think of Ken every day here. We still miss him. He passed away, I believe it was December 5th. So, yeah, he was a major, major part of the growth of this company and for the programming in this area. Did a lot of work for nonprofits, too. So tell us more about the theme that's going to be going through this whole event. Are you going to have guest speakers, too?
Well, we're going to have a few. We have... more than anything, we don't want it to be a downer,
right?
You know,
right.
Because it's
sure.
a tough subject.
It is a tough subject.
We want to get it out, just people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we keep it light. We have some young people there, you know, that we don't want to bring them down too much. We want to lift them up through
sure.
either music, you know, get them outside their bedroom with their cell phone, get them involved in music and sports, theater, whatever it is, art, dance. Whatever their passion is. And so that's kind of what it's about. We do have, let me dig in here. It's not on this. We have a lady from Out of the Darkness. They are a division of American something for prevention of suicide, American Foundation.
There you go.
And so she'll be there. They'll be handing out some info. I heard Spectrum was going to be there, but the guy hasn't got back to me yet this week, so they're going to be there.
That's with the Findlay Toyota Center, right?
Nope.
No, that's the wrong company. Sorry about that.
But no, they're kind of like a West Yavapai Guidance Clinic over in the Verde Valley.
Oh, sure.
But
okay.
Recently they started a crisis team over here, so
mm-hmm.
It should be pretty good.
And with the turnout you're expecting, you're going to have a lot of people trading their own stories about how to overcome bullying, how to beat it, and how to handle it, correct?
Yeah, a lot of the musicians there have battled this.
Mm-hmm.
I know, sorry, Sky. Sky and I both
sure.
battled.
My life's an open book.
Not only each other, but but personally. You know, we've dealt with this stuff. We're a little bit older, but it's especially tragic when it's a young person.
Yeah.
Allie actually wrote a song for our last year's event about a friend she had in high school,
mm-hmm.
and actually had jerseys made with the football player.
No, he was a hockey player.
Hockey player.
He went to my high school, and he was in my choir. I didn't get to know him really well, but yeah, he unfortunately passed away due to suicide. So I wrote a song for him called "Hold mm-hmm. On" that I did at the first Music United that I played.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, his family is really amazing and.
What do you think is the impact of social media on bullying? Do you think it makes it worse?
Yes, definitely.
You think it's because you can say things from a distance on a keyboard you wouldn't say face-to-face?
Yeah, a lot of people like claim to not hide behind that, but they do.
They do.
They do, and it's honestly getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yep.
People are a lot more aggressive now because they can so easily hide.
Sure.
And they don't have to face any of the consequences of their actions.
You know, I've heard, too, that one of the reasons people get so bold when they're on social media is because you're not there to see the person's jaw drop or to hear them go, oh, or to see the impact of your words. True?
That's true. And also, like, you're not having dialogue with that person.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Like you just said, like, you don't see their reaction. You also don't hear their tone.
Yep.
You don't, like... You don't read body language. Yeah, so
that's very important.
Exactly.
And you wait for a response. You don't see the instant response.
Yeah,
so
indeed.
I think.
Well, this is just a wonderful event. And you've been doing this for how long now?
We've only been going a year. Our first event was in Prescott last year, last August. And since then, we've done, I think, 7 shows altogether. Mm-hmm. This will be our 8th, I believe. And yeah, we're excited to keep it going.
And as we close this segment out, I know you want to give something away, right?
Yeah, we have two VIP, they're actually VIP passes, not just tickets. They're for this show, any show we do in the Valley, any show we do in Tucson, any show we do in the future, they will be good for.
Okay, and should they call our number here or call you?
Let's have them call you if that works.
Okay, our number here is 445-8289. That is 445-8289. Once again, the third caller, and you'll get those VIP passes. And, Dave, how will they get hold of those passes?
They will pick them up at the door of the event Saturday.
And tell us once again where and what time.
It is at the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona. It is on Aubrey Street. I believe the number is 335.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from basically doors will open around 11:30. Music will start at noon. Wrap up at 10.
Very good. Sky, how many songs are you going to do at this event?
As many as it takes. We got to save room for all the other bands. So we got a whole hour worth of material. We're going to do mostly originals.
Jake, how about you? How many songs you figure on doing?
We're probably going to do 6 or 7 tunes.
6 or 7. Wow. Yeah. That makes for a long day. Allie, how about you?
Well, me and Jake are performing together, so we're going to be doing a lot of original music.
So you'll be there all day. We'll look forward to Music United.
Jake's going to be there twice, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's also going to be doing a guitar duo with Curtis.
Yep, with my buddy Curtis Gorlick.
Oh, how nice. That'll be great. We'll look forward to it.
Middle school.
And that'll be this Saturday. We got an afternoon show, of course, starting, like you said, the doors open 11:30 all the way through the evening, correct?
Yep.
What a great event. Any final words, Dave Cottle?
Nope. Just don't be afraid to be nice to people. Just be nice. We don't know what anyone's going through.
Mm-hmm.
And just because their world looks great on social media does not mean it is.
And
it's
you'll
not
find
really.
A lot of people to share your stories with at this event, won't you?
Yep.
And some great music, too. Thank you so much, Jake, Allie, Sky, Dave. Mrs. Cottle, would you like to say a few words? No, maybe not. She's going to stay in the background here. We're just going to laugh. Okay. Thank you for being here on Q&A. We're going to talk playwriting and Little Black Dress, Inc. coming up with Mary Timpany in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQA.com. Don't go away.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walk-through exhibits of the human body, Mega Body and Mega Heart, as well as Colossal Colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
This week we have the top 5 super low maintenance, easy to grow shrubs. These plants you put in the ground, give them a little bit of care, and they look great in the yard. You're going to be a pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, 3 times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the mornings, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting 778-2374 or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Hi kids, this is Brianna from the Office Cantina Restaurant. I love going to the office to watch baseball and other sports. But what's really cool is they have this new Kids Club that you can join. You get a free Kids Club card, and when you dine there 5 times, you get a free treasure on your 6th time. They even have a menu just for me. I love their chicken toes and cheese quesadillas. Yum.
That's right, kids. Come join the club and sign up for your Kids Club card today. The Office Cantina, 128 North Cortez, or at theofficerestaurant.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 228. Yesterday, we were talking playwriting with Mickey Shelton. Today, we're going to talk with Mary Timpani. Do you suspect the theme here, Mary?
I think so. It's Playwright Week, I guess.
Yeah, just a bit. Hey, tell us about Little Black Dress, Inc. Who started it, and tell me about it.
Well, it was started by a local gal, and I just love her to death, Tiffany Anton. Now,
she's been on this show.
She probably, I'm sure. Well, she's now Tiffany Anton Murphy, and she's a professor at the University of Iowa. But while she was here, she started Little Black Dress, Inc., because she realized women playwrights needed an incentive and a place to have their work observed and read, and we do stage it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a contest.
I've also had Tiffany's mother-in-law, Karen Murphy, right?
Karen, right.
Yeah, she was involved for many years at Ghost Talk at the PCA.
She is, yeah. She's kind of holding my hand through this.
Oh, good. Well, good. Well, you've got some auditions coming up and all sorts of things. I mean, you need directors and actors, right?
We do. We're down. We only need probably 2 directors now. We've had most of the plays spoken for.
Mm-hmm.
They are 10-minute staged readings, so I think this is a boon for anybody who's maybe been in a play in third grade and kind of want to get their feet wet again. You don't have to memorize anything. We have minimal props, minimal costumes, and minimal rehearsals. Everybody likes hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that a lot of people can go for. We need about 20 characters to be cast. A lot of the characters can go either men or women, just the way it's been written. For example, we have one that's a call-in service, a phone call-in. So it could be women, it could be men. So it's kind of flexible. We also have a part could be a young girl, but it also could be an older woman reminiscing about her childhood. So that's what I like about Reader's Theater. We
can
do a lot of things with it.
And now, with the Reader's Theater, you have the script in front of you?
You do.
So if you're a first-timer or you're getting back into it, don't worry about forgetting your lines, right?
Don't. Just don't worry about it.
But this strikes me as a great way to kind of get your feet wet if you're thinking about getting into community theater, right?
It is. Yeah, and it's a nice group. You'll be rehearsing with a director and maybe one or two other people, so it won't be a big spot-on kind of thing where you're singing and dancing. And I think everybody involved is really friendly. We've all been doing this. Little Black Dress has been around for about 8 years, so a lot of us are familiar with it. And I'm really excited. We're getting people from Prescott College to be in it. I have a man who runs his own dance studio who's going to be in it.
Nice.
He's going to direct something. So I'm trying to reach out to the community to have a just all walks of life.
Mm-hmm. So why this festival, and how's it funded?
We are so excited. We are so thankful to the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council. They recognize it as being valuable and gave us some money. And so I was like, oh, I guess I have to do this now.
And also, tell me about where are these auditions and when?
Well, again, a big thank you to Prescott Public Library. Craig Brown has been very patient with me as I flipped through the calendar. Sunday, August 25th, we'll be on the second floor of the public library, and that's the Elsia room with a sign up outside. And then Wednesday, that'll be Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4:30. And then Wednesday, if you're a working person or just can't make it on Sunday, that's Wednesday, August 28th, 6 to 7:30, but we'll be downstairs in the Founders Suite. So, again, we'll have the scripts ready. We'll give you plenty of time to look at them. No pressure.
So gathering by the name Little Black Dress Inc., I gather you're trying to get more women involved in the writing and producing and directing process as well as the acting, correct?
Correct. But mostly the Little Black Dress did call out to women writers.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of male directors, so I don't want people to think, well, I'm not a female. I can't do this. So, yeah.
And that's how they would say it, too.
Yeah, they would. No, I've heard them say it.
I'll take the credit for that one. So is there an admission cost for this?
Well, a part of the tradition is to have it by donation only. So I think you can't beat the fact that we're going to have about 2 hours of entertainment. We've got 10-minute readings coming up. We're going to have raffle baskets. We're going to have refreshments, so we're going to make it festive. That's what it's all about. Just have fun.
You know, I write commercials here for the radio station group, and I can understand if you're doing a very short play, you got to make that impact real quick, don't you? Establish those characters and that storyline right out of the gate, don't you?
Yeah. Perfect.
Tell me about your own writing experience.
Well, I have written plays for the developmentally disabled, and that was in Milwaukee, and I also was living in China and teaching kindergarten.
Living in China, teaching kindergarten.
It was
That's going to be a whole new interview someday, just you and me talking about that.
Anyway, well, I had a bunch of kindergartners, and so we did some little plays with them so they could practice their English.
Isn't that amazing? Well, I'm gonna have a guy on here in just a few minutes who's got his own version of international experience. So I just want to ask you one question about that. How were you received in China as an American woman?
You know what? Everybody loved us. Well, maybe not. But anyway, we lived in a small community, and everybody within a couple blocks knew us, of course.
Yeah.
They could recognize us. We had our favorite restaurants we went to. We took the buses all the time. Mm-hmm. It was, I don't know, we kind of felt like a queen, actually. I mean, you really were respected.
Yeah.
And, it was all right.
Were you considered kind of special because you're American?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I never heard anybody talk, you know, bad about America. Never. They're very polite that way. They really are.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Well, let me ask you this about these auditions. You see, you're looking for directors, too, right?
Yeah. We have two plays still unspoken for.
How do you talk to somebody who wants to be a director and hasn't done it before?
Oh, well, we can hold their hand again. But I think all the plays pretty much stand on their own.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of monologues, and the monologues are, they're done by Gail Mangum is doing one.
Mm-hmm. She'll be here in a few weeks.
She will. And I can't think of her name. Eubank?
Oh, Melanie.
Melanie Eubank
sure,
is
Melanie,
doing another one. But we do have two more. So those would be easy for somebody to direct. And again, you're not going to have to think about staging. You're not going to have to think about painting scenery.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to be pretty self-explanatory.
You know, even at the community theater level, is it still important to come prepared, know your lines, hit your marks, and don't trip over the furniture?
I like that. I like that a lot.
You can tell I've talked to a lot of actors, can't you?
That's right.
You know, it was amazing. You mentioned what you did because when I was in Los Angeles, I used to go to auditions all the time at the casting network in Valley Village. And we had a casting director, Rick Pagano, come in one day to watch us. And he has cast dozens of movies and TV series, so he really knows his stuff. And it's amazing, even when you do a monologue, how many little things he'll pick up on that he can help you with. And I would imagine having experienced people work you through this is just worth its weight in gold.
I think that's a good thing to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people take notice of what DJ is saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, when you're on stage like that, how often do you get somebody who's doing their very first time on stage, first time ever, and they see the reaction or they hear the reaction of the crowd, and you can tell, ooh, this is cool.
Yeah, they come alive.
Don't they really?
Right. I know we were rehearsing last year, and it was like, well, that's okay. But as soon as the audience got there and the energy was going between the audience and the actors, it was just like, whoa, who directed that? Oh,
yeah.
Me? Oh.
You just described the difference between auditions and rehearsals and opening night, didn't you?
Yes.
Hey, tell me what it's like on closing night when you've been working on this play. You're pulled together. You have the foxhole mentality to get through the play, and then the curtain comes down, it's all over.
It's sad. It's
isn't
like
that something?
It's like the end of camp. Yeah, we all have to go home now.
A lot of hugs, a lot of tears. Yeah.
Right. Let's get together.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a wonderful event you have coming up.
Thank
tell
you.
Us how people can learn more about it. Do you have a web page or an email address where they can learn more?
What if I gave my phone number?
We can do that.
Would do that?
Or your email address, yeah.
Okay, so email would be Mary Timpany, last name timpany.net. And my phone number would be 928-708-9508. And I sure can send out any kind of information they want.
And that is Mary Timpany with Little Black Dress Auditions and Performances. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Let us know next time you have something big going on. We'll bring you back for more. And I'm going to bring you back in a couple of months just to talk about teaching kindergarten in China.
Okay, I'll bring you some garlic soup. How about
that? You know, that even sounds good. It really does. Thank you so much, Mary. Stay tuned because we're going to talk with a military man. You are not going to believe his resume and his experiences, but he's here for a good cause. You'll hear about it after this check of local and state news and weather on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hello, this is Sheriff Scott Masher asking you to please vote for Jim Lamerson for Prescott City Council. Jim has worked diligently within public safety and is a big support of law enforcement. Jim and I have lived in Prescott and Yavapai County for decades. I know him personally and have always admired his honesty, integrity, and dedication to the citizens of Prescott. Remember to vote for 3 on the ballot. And I'm asking you to please make sure one of your votes is for Jim Lamerson.
Paid for by the committee to reelect Jim Lamerson.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for all your air conditioning and plumbing needs. Serving central and northern Arizona with fast, reliable service. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Make sure your AC is ready for the summer heat with a visit from one of Gettles' knowledgeable technicians. Offering air conditioning and plumbing repair service. Call Gettles at 772-2751 or go online to GettlesHDM.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 20th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A portion of Interstate 10 is shut down following a police situation.
Westbound Interstate 10 in West Phoenix had to close as police tried to talk someone dangling on the overpass bridge to get off. This was a problem until 7 Tuesday morning when the person was safely off the bridge. The standoff affected only westbound traffic on the 10 during the morning rush hour. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
You can get a sneak peek of the Prescott Jazz Summit tonight.
During a live appearance on yesterday's Q&A with host DJ Phone on KQ&A, Summit organizer Mike Vax explained he will be performing from 6 to 8 as part of Prescott Jazz on the Courthouse Square.
So we'll be playing jazz for dancing and have a lot of fun with that.
Vax says the Prescott Jazz Summit kicks off at 7 this Friday night at the Elks Theater on Gurley Street.
A celebration of jazz music from New Orleans to New York.
Visit PrescottJazzSummit.net. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny and hot, highs today and tomorrow near 95 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, up to 91 Thursday and Friday, with a 20% chance for Friday showers, cooling after bedtime tonight with clear skies to about 65. In Cottonwood and La Verde Valley, up to a sunny 107 today and tomorrow, 104 Thursday, 101 Friday, with the same chance for rain, with an overnight low around 70. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Kachina Animal Hospital understands that fur babies are family. Dental care is extremely important to maintain healthy bodies. Kachina Animal Hospital is focusing on dental health to make sure your companion animals have healthy mouths for years to come. Kachina Animal Hospital has a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians. For information about Pet Dental Month discounts, visit KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Want to get your weekend off to a great start? Wake up to Hammer Time every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Hi, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association with a great opportunity to learn construction tips and hear important information from local professionals. Don't start your morning without us, Yavapai County Contractors Association.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
It is my pleasure at 2:43 to introduce you to Mr. Wes Stanfield. He has a resume that would shame almost everybody else in Northern Arizona, believe me. I have to ask you first, Wes, the reason you're here is because you're going to welcome home some very special people, aren't you?
Yes, we're welcoming home Charlie Company of the 158th Infantry 1st Battalion.
Mm-hmm.
They were deployed to Afghanistan for a year. They are the unit who train out at the Armory in Prescott, which is across the street from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the differences between their training and the U.S. Army. Is there a big difference there?
The U.S. Army, of course, they're at a base. They all live together. They live in barracks or they go
home.
It's
24/7, right?
Yeah, and they train constantly. These men, they're only men in our unit. It's an infantry unit, which only a couple of years ago was opened up to women.
Mm-hmm.
But they train every one weekend a month, and they'll come. They'll arrive Friday night. They'll train all day Saturday. They may have some evening training Saturday night or not. And then they'll train Sunday and release Sunday afternoon.
Now, you're going to welcome them home on the north side steps of the Yavapai County Courthouse, and that is coming up at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, September 7th. Tell us what's going to go on that day.
Well, we're going to have the men are going to be bused down to downtown from the Armory.
Mm-hmm.
It's a training day for them, and they're going to be let off at the American Legion. The American Legion is going to have coffee and donuts for them. They're going to go and they go down to the square, going to march around the square, and they're going to come in to the they're going to sit on the steps
mm-hmm.
of the north side. We're going to have 100 chairs for various people to sit in there. They're encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs if you want to come, because there probably will be a lot more than 100 people there.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And then we're going to have a number of speakers. We're going to Supervisor Craig Brown is going to be the master of ceremonies.
Craig's a regular here.
Mm-hmm. And where Major General McGuire, who's the Adjutant General for the National Guard for Arizona. He happens to be an Air Force officer, but that's okay. And Supervisor Simmons is going to speak.
Rolly is always a good friend of the show, too. Mm-hmm.
And Mayor Mingarelli.
Mm-hmm.
And Marlon Kirkendall.
Oh, the former mayor, sure.
Marlon was the commanding officer.
No kidding.
Of the Bushmasters.
I didn't know that. Well, how appropriate he'll be there. My goodness.
Yes.
Hey, let me ask you this. By the way, what title do you go by?
I go by Baba, which is Grandpa.
That's your favorite one, I'm sure.
Yes.
With your military background, what title do you go by?
I'm a lieutenant commander, retired.
Lieutenant commander, retired.
Yes.
So let me ask you this, because I always ask military veterans this question when I interview them. First of all, you were in the military for how long?
I was in for 24 years, but four of them don't count.
Why is that?
Because they were at the Naval Academy, and I got a free education.
Oh, you lucky dog. But you earned it, so we'll give you that. Okay, 24 years of military training and experience. How does that help you in your – how does it affect you in your everyday life today?
I went through 20 years, and at every station I was, I led Bible studies. I was a member of the Officers Christian Fellowship, and my wife and I – whenever we went, we would minister to children in the chapels or in the local church. I was a lay leader on the ships. I was a lay leader in the chapel on the Coral Sea when I was there with the VF-111, the Sundowners. Mm-hmm. Constellation, the ComCare Group 7, the staff that used to be come aboard when we were their flagship, they said, "We love to come aboard because we want to come to your Bible study." Mm-hmm. There were two captains on the staff who came to the Bible study when they were using our ship as their flagship. So I started my career at the Naval Academy, finished it at the Naval Academy. I my last 4 years, I taught weapons and systems engineering. The Navy sent me to postgraduate school at Monterey, the Naval Postgraduate School. That's where I was married my wife, and we've been married for 45 years.
Wow.
I used to tell my students at Embry-Riddle, "You can't have the best wife in the world. I already got her."
And I hope she's listening. Of course, I'm sure she knows that. Well, tell me what it was like to be at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University for what? Was it 19 years?
19 years.
What's that been like for you?
It was challenging. I was unique. They says, "Well, you can go and get your doctorate, and then you can apply for tenure." And I said, "Yeah, what? Tenure only means if you want to fire me, you can't. If you want to fire me, I don't want to work for you."
Sure.
So I never went for tenure, but I planned. I was the Institutional Effectiveness Chair of the Institutional Effectiveness Committee, and we got the Aeronautical Science Program accredited with the Council of Aviation Accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
Got their first accreditation for this campus. Daytona Beach campus had been accredited, that program there. But we got the first accreditation, and then we got the second, the next one, and I became the institutional effectiveness guru. And when we went for SACS, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, because we're under that association because of Daytona, as opposed to Northwest or Western, and I went through all the institutional effectiveness criteria and did the institutional effectiveness part of that for this campus.
And you certainly have the qualifications, and I have to ask you, based on that, what was it like to fly 133 combat missions in Vietnam off the Coral Sea?
Oh, it was very exciting.
I bet.
I got shot at. I was a bachelor at that time, and so when we paired up, I was a backseater, and you pair up with a pilot for the cruise, and everybody was pairing up, and I said, "You guys are all married. You have children." I said, "I'll take Marty." Marty was the worst pilot in the squadron.
Oh.
And so,
somebody had to, right?
Somebody had to take Marty. We went for one flight, and it was we were going to go on road recce. We were going to go out and look for targets that were on the roads, and we're out with the lead. The lead says, "Look at those trucks down there." And Marty says, "I don't see them." He says, "Look at the trucks." I said, "Marty, did you bring your glasses?" He says, "I don't need glasses."
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
That's a bad time and place to find that out, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I knew it. I knew he needed glasses.
Oh, but, my goodness gracious. Well, I always ask military people this question, too, Wes. When you watch a movie or a TV show that has a military or a wartime theme, how many times do you just roll your eyes and go, "Oh, that's not realistic. Come on."
Well, there's a couple of times, you know. You look at Top Gun, and they have their mask off. You never take your mask off and that sort of thing. But, you know, when it comes to being operational, I was probably an average air crewman at best. But I was a really good manager of men.
Mm.
And And then I went into management. I was selected for what's known as aeronautical engineering duty in mm-hmm. the Navy. And they managed the programs. And I was at the Naval Air Refit Facility in Norfolk, Virginia. And we read In Search of Excellence, which was a book by Peters and Waterman. And they said, you know, you don't do management by objectives. You do MBWA, management by walking around.
Oh, there you go.
And I was the engineering and quality officer for the rework facility.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had a what was known as the Golden Banana Award. They said, you need to make on-the-spot rewards. If you wait a couple of weeks or months and give it to them, and mm-hmm. says that's not effective.
Yeah.
And so I would go to Grumman's plants in Bethpage, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the employee store and I bought Tytacs, F-14 and A-6 Tytacs, and I had them in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
And if I saw some shop or something contributing to quality, I'd give them a Tytac. And I called it my tacky little awards program.
Your tacky little award. How interesting. But you do it instantly so that you get the instant reward that
mm-hmm.
way, right?
Yeah.
And the impact is felt.
And the commanding officer says, you know, people are asking, some of the workers are asking, how do I get a Tytac?
Yeah.
And so it was an encouragement to them to contribute to quality and do better work.
It's all about motivation, isn't it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. How well said. Wes Stanfield, tell us once again the time and location of the welcome home for Charlie 158.
It's 11:30 a.m. Saturday, September 7th. It'll be on the north side steps of the Yavapai County Courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Charlie Company of the 1st Battalion, 158th Infantry. And it is the local Army National Guard unit, and they drill at our armory here in Prescott.
And we look forward to that. And we look forward to the book you've got to write one of these days. We just have to have. Can you come back on this show maybe in a couple of months and just tell us about your military career?
Oh, sure. But
I think that would be a wonderful story. People would love to hear.
Yeah, as long as I'm not visiting the world's most adorable grandchildren.
Bring them along. They'd love to be in here.
Oh, they're in California.
Wes Stanfield, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. And I have to ask you one last thing before we cut away here. Our military people are always told, thank you for your service. Do you ever get tired of hearing that?
No.
Good. Because we need to tell our first responders that, too.
That's
because
right.
You guys are all pretty much in the same boat, aren't
mm-hmm.
you, in that regard. Thank you so much for your service and what you've done for the community and for being a part of the Welcome Home on Saturday, September 7th. Stay tuned. I got some final thoughts in Thursdays, not tomorrow's, Thursdays. Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
There's no telling where you may end up. Mountains, lakes, trails, your aunt's place in Utah, it could be anywhere. Be ready with a 2019 Findlay Toyota Prescott RAV4 Hybrid. Rack your bikes and kayaks, cooler and tent. Your RAV4 Hybrid can go where you want to go with an amazing city highway combined 40 miles per gallon. Underneath rugged good looks is innovative engineering that makes RAV4 Hybrid the fastest in the lineup. During the national clearance event, lease a new 2019 Findlay Toyota Prescott RAV4 Hybrid for as low as $239 per month. Or buy with $1,000 cash back, plus get no payment for 90 days. Drive worry-free till November. Every new RAV4 Hybrid comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles, and 24-hour roadside assistance for 2 years and unlimited miles. Finley Toyota in Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit through Toyota Financial Services. Lease for 36 months with $29.99 to its signing. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $4.95 documentation fee. See dealer for details.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Thank you. Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop into your local Batteries Plus Bulbs store and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, what a show today, and I want to give our listeners one more chance to get two VIP passes to Music United coming up this Saturday from 11:30 through the evening at the Boys and Girls Club on Aubrey Street in Prescott. Be the third caller at 445-8289. That's 445-8289. The third caller gets two free VIP passes for Music United. We've got guests coming up on Thursday because baseball tomorrow. On Thursday's show, I'll have baseball historian Mike Adrian for 1890s Vintage Baseball and local author Dennis Royalty about his recent visit to Russia. Keep in mind, that's Q&A Thursday, not tomorrow, because we have Diamondbacks baseball at noon tomorrow. So, join me here for Q&A Thursday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.